T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mixed bag for the baseball teams. Obviously, the Yankees won again. Big night for CC. Gary Sanchez, big 3-run homer. And the Mets,
Yeah, that was. I thought that was a big night for the Yankees for a couple of reasons. Number one, they've hit a little bit of a speed bump.
A little bit.
That's what I would call it. You know, yeah. You lose 3 out of 4 to a very good baseball team in the Houston Astros. It's a little bit of a speed bump. But here are the reasons why I thought last night was big. A, Gary Sanchez, 2 hits, including that 3-run home run.
Yep.
You're starting to see his bat get going. Chris Carter, who hadn't done very much, though he did hit that game-winning home run a few weeks ago.
He was in Pittsburgh.
Yep. He gives you a 3-hit night, hits a home run his second of the year. And then CC was very, very good. I thought Girardi probably made the right decision pulling him in the 7th inning. His pitch count was low. There were bases loaded 2 out. I think he didn't want to mess around, even though it was 6-0. And he goes to Tyler Clippard, who gets the big out on Merrifield. And the Yankees take care of business. So I think on levels of guys you want to see get going, Gary Sanchez, CC Sabathia, Chris Carter. And then the level that, look, 3 out of 4 to the Astros isn't the end of the world. You just don't want it to turn into something.
Right.
And winning last night kind of throws that aside for now.
Well, to me, CC is the real big thing because CC had not pitched well for like 4 starts in a row, whatever it was. His ERA was like 8 or 9 in those starts. And for him to come out last night and, you know, pitch 6 2/3 like he did, I mean, you got to feel good about that.
Absolutely.
I mean, that to me, because to me, that's the issue. The issue for the Yankees is not scoring runs and hitting. And, you know, because you got to figure Sanchez is going to hit. The issue is, can their starting pitching hold up?
Absolutely.
That's really what it comes down to.
That is issue number one, and CC's been inconsistent. He got off to a decent start, then he really struggled, and he gives you the bounce-back performance. I think that, naturally, you look at some guys in the Yankee order and say, well, they're going to cool off. Like, one of the guys is Chase Headley, who's cooling off. His average is down to .258.
Right.
You know, you have to figure Starlin Castro is going to cool off, though he had a 2-hit night last night. He's still hitting well over .300. And so when guys cool off naturally, a good team has other guys step up. And you saw Chris Carter step up. So I think signs like that are positive signs. But you're right. I mean, the key to this team is their starting pitching. And you've had some inconsistencies from their starting pitching. Despite that, look at their record.
Yeah.
You know, despite
10 games over .500.
Yeah. They've given themselves quite a cushion at 23-13. And the Orioles won a crazy game last night in 13 innings, 13-11. It was unbelievable. I think they blew a lead in the 11th.
They also got swept by the Royals as well.
No, absolutely.
Baltimore.
Yeah. So I think that it was a positive night for the Yankees. And, you know, the beat rolls on.
Yep.
They're having a surprisingly good
23-13, 61 wins to go.
Yeah.
For you.
Right. Yankee fans want more. They want 70 more.
I mean, the way they're playing right now, they should be.
Yeah.
I mean, Yankees right now should be on their way to a 90-plus win season.
That's what you're dreaming about right now if you're a Yankee fan.
Sure.
On the other side, the Mets were the Mets. And when you're a bad team, you find new ways to lose. So yesterday, you know, Tommy Malone was
Tommy Malone.
He was Tommy Malone. The Met offense starts to come back. It's a 4-2 game. Then they give up that run in the 6th inning on that home run. The Yasmani Tomas, who's like this Met killer, it's infuriating to watch. And even though Rene Rivera has been on fire and he hits that home run, you just felt watching this game they were going to come up short. And they made the Diamondback bullpen, Archie Bradley and Fernando Rodney, completely shut them down. But the play that jumps out at you was the botched rundown play. When you lose a game by 1 run, you look at every cheap run your opponent's able to get. And that was badly executed, not just by Lucas Duda, but by Neil Walker.
Yep.
Because once Neil Walker sees the runner at third, Paul Goldschmidt, halfway between third and home, run at him and get him in a rundown. Because, Joe, once you have that lead runner in a rundown, that's all you have to worry about.
Look, one of the big problems with this team, too, besides the fact that the pitching has been so bad, okay, is they've played lousy baseball. They've played terrible fundamental baseball. Their defense has not been good, especially the left side of the infield. And we have seen a number of times this year where they've made, you know, we've seen 4 paws on the bases, forgetting how many outs there were. We saw Jose Reyes get tagged out unconscionably.
When he wasn't paying attention.
When he wasn't paying attention, he gets run down from behind trying to go back to second base. We saw this play again last night. And this has been another reason. They have played stupid baseball.
And that adds to it. You know, when you have a pitching staff as bad as this, and you're missing your best offensive player, and you're missing your closer, you can't make dumb mistakes.
Yep.
And see, you mentioned those other mistakes that made Neil Walker. And how about that one? the other day when Neil Walker is not running hard home.
Yep.
And the run doesn't score on the double play on the non-force out.
With Duda.
How about that dumb play?
Yeah, there you go. There's
Neil Walker's really got to get his head out of his rear end.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Because we just named three Neil Walker plays that he's made specifically.
That's exactly right.
Because I think a lot of what happened last night on that rundown is on him.
Sure.
Your goal at that point is to get the lead runner in the rundown. Then you don't have to worry about the other runner.
Yeah.
And they just hand him a run.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, Joe, you're so right. You can't play dumb baseball.
And you can even go back to the play when with the third base coach, whatever his name is,
Sherlock,
almost getting the last out of the game thrown out at the plate. How about that?
Oh, that was brutal.
And he probably was out. They got the call go their way on the replay. This is kind of stuff that's been going on all year.
That's a problem.
Terrible.
I mean, when you are playing this kind of baseball, you just can't make mistakes like this.
No.
And, you know, that Neil Walker play the other night, I forget what night it was. I think it was over the weekend. It was Sunday. That's just lack of hustle.
Yeah.
That's just flat out lack of hustle.
Yep.
No, I'm getting sick and tired of watching this.
We've seen it all year. We've seen it all year with this team. It's horrible.
And we could keep saying, well, it's May. Well, the National League is bad, which it is. But eventually, you are going to bury yourself. There's six games under 500.
Right, and they've had now 2 6-game losing streaks now.
That's tough
to
overcome.
This is their second six. We're not even June yet.
I know.
They've had 2 6-game losing streaks already.
And look, we could do the broken record thing.
Today's game.
Yeah, seriously, who knows where this is going to go. Let's do the broken record game of, hey, they need Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey's got to be good.
Yeah,
where's the Dark Knight? Matt Harvey?
Dark Knight.
Forget about Adriana Lima.
Dark Knight.
But do you really expect Matt Harvey to be good?
Adriana said good night.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Where's Julian Edelman?
Where's Derek Jeter? Wasn't he with her too back in the day?
Oh, was he?
I think so.
Well, he was with Lima too.
Well, he was with everybody.
Well, I guess that's true.
If there's any woman out there, I think Derek Jeter point.
I think you're right.
But can you really expect anything decent from Matt Harvey today?
I expect nothing. I expect him to get lit up. I expect him to stink. You want to know what I expect? Stink.
No, me too. How can you expect anything?
What else would I expect?
How could you expect anything differently? And you win this game today, you get to 5 games under, who knows, maybe they can come home and play the Angels and beat them up. I don't know anymore. I don't know what to expect. They're just such a bad baseball team, and they're really, really difficult to watch. Very difficult to watch. And, you know, me, like a lot of Met fans, we're suckers for punishment because we keep watching it.
Got indigestion.
I mean, thank God the West Coast trip is over, or the Arizona trip's over, because staying up till 12:30, 1 o'clock to watch this garbage is like...
Well, you don't have to worry about that today.
No, it's over by 7:30.
7:30.
By 5 o'clock, Harvey will be out of the game.
Yep.
Like 4th, 5th inning.
Yep.
Very tough to watch. So the tale of two baseball teams here in New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.